store. The S-T-O-R-E. Never mind.
At the JFK Center for Audiology, we understand how difficult it can be when someone you love has hearing loss. At JFK Medical Center, our experts can identify your hearing loss using advanced diagnostic testing, develop a plan of action to improve your hearing, and offer you the latest technology in advanced digital hearing aids. Take the first step to better hearing and a better quality of life. Call 732-321-7063 to schedule your comprehensive hearing evaluation. That's 732-321-7063. Or visit us at jfkaudiology.org.
The information provided in the following program is not a substitute for or intended to be medical advice. Medical advice can only be provided to you by your personal physician.
And welcome back to JFK Spotlight on Health. I am Bert Baer, and so glad you are listening to today's program. We're going to talk about falls, not the season that we just passed a couple of seasons ago. Falls and how the falls can be prevented. And we've got some safety tips to share. And we're going to talk about how balance and components of balance, and you hate to see when somebody falls, because it seems like with elderly people, and really with anybody, a fall can lead to a much more serious injury, and in some cases, the results can be catastrophic. So let's welcome in our special guests who are with us here for this edition of the show. We have Pragati. Could you say your last name for me, please?
So it's Pragati Dattarai.
Pragati. It's a beautiful name. Thank you for being here. And you are the physical therapy clinician?
Clinical director.
Clinical director of physical therapy at the JFK Johnson Rehabilitation Institute, right?
Correct.
Welcome. Good to have you on the show. And you're
joined today
by, we have Shelley Levin.
Yes.
Is here. Hi, Shelley, occupational therapist, occupational therapy director for JFK Johnson Rehabilitation Institute, right?
Yes.
Welcome.
Right.
Good to have you both here. Let's start and talk about statistics about falls. Are falls as common as people think they are?
They're probably more common than people think they are. Falls are the leading cause of fatal and non-fatal injuries for older Americans, and approximately one-third of Americans over the age of 65 fall each year.
And it often leads to, you hear about someone who falls, and sometimes they suffer a really serious injury, which is oftentimes the outcome is not good.
That's true, and actually, I think Pragati can talk a little bit about some of that in terms of hip fractures and some statistics.
Falling is dangerous, no matter if you're old or young. A fall is a bad thing, right, Pragati?
Absolutely. Some more staggering statistics. So 95% of hip fractures result from falls, and 25% of the elderly fall victims who sustain hip fractures die within 1 year.
Wow.
And even worse, only half of the elderly people can live independently after sustaining injuries from a fall. So it is very serious.
So when you think about, oh, someone, they just fell down, they'll be okay. But sometimes, you had mentioned about a 95% statistic. That's pretty amazing.
Absolutely.
Wow. Does it have to do maybe with someone, and you could be in pretty good health and just suffer a fall, and next thing you know, everything kind of makes a turn for the worse?
Well, you know, the aging process has a big impact on how severe and how quickly you can recover from a fall. So you and I can be walking outside, trip over the sidewalk and fall, and we might suffer a few bruises and be able to get up and you know, recover from that within a few days. But as time goes on and we develop more comorbidities and things, it is harder to recover from those falls.
You give me a lot of credit. I appreciate that. So now if I fall, I don't feel quite so bad. That's good to know. Some facts about falls. Shelley, you have anything you can share about that?
Just in terms of the frequency,
sure.
Also, approximately every 13 seconds, an older adult is treated in an emergency room as a result of a fall. More seriously, about every 20 minutes, an older adult dies from a fall. And the falls result in about 2.5 million emergency room visits per year.
Wow.
They're also very costly. For 2013, which was the most recent year I saw statistics, the total cost of fall injuries was approximately $34 billion. And as we know, the population continues to age. That number will continue to go up.
And this is not necessarily a wintertime, a bad weather, ice and snow kind of thing. A fall could occur any time in the calendar, right?
Right. And in any place, including, you know, very often your own home.
Yeah, it could be just somebody slips and falls at home. I guess you see that often. That leads to a lot of serious injuries, people falling in their bathroom or whatever, right?
Absolutely.
Not good. Not good stuff. I'm glad you guys are here today to share some information. Who can share some walking safety tips? Shelley, does that come from you?
I can talk about
sure,
that.
Sure, okay.
And I know, you know, as you just said, people really think about the winter and ice and that as being a really dangerous time in terms of fall risk. So just, a few items about that and then a few suggestions just in general for any season. But in the winter, of course, you want to be careful to be wearing shoes that have good traction or putting something. There are companies that sell cleats that you can fit over the bottom of your shoes to increase your traction. Being sure to walk slowly, take very small steps, try to keep your hands free. So in the event that you do fall, you have your hands to help you break the fall. Always look where you're going and just be prepared to fall. So try to not fall backward. If you feel yourself starting to fall, trying to go forward, not to go backward and risk hitting your head. So those are just a couple of tips in terms of wintertime walking. But now that we're entering spring and it's staying light later and people are getting out more, just a couple of other things to keep in mind if you're going out for a walk in the evening. Be sure to go out when it is still light out. Be sure to walk in areas that are well lit. And you still need to be conscious of what's on the ground, even if ice isn't going to be there. You need to look at the sidewalk. Are there uneven sidewalk surfaces, tree roots pushing up sections of the sidewalk? Fallen leaves, even if they're not wet, can still be a fall hazard. So just being really conscious of that and of looking for those potential hazards.
Is there a right way to fall, Shelley? I was always told that if someone is a skier, well, if you feel like you're going to fall, there's a right way that you kind of just relax your entire body and the fall is not as impactful. Does that even exist?
Well, you do want to tend to be, if you can avoid it, you want to try to bend your back and head forward when you fall so that whether you fall forward or even if you fall back, you at least want to try to keep your head up so that you don't sustain a head injury.
So there are a couple things we could do in the event of a fall that might minimize the
and using your hands
the
to
results.
Try to, yeah.
Oh, it's scary. It's scary when you fall, right?
It is.
Even I get scared if I feel like I'm going to fall or something. So that's pretty scary stuff. But of course, JFK Johnson Rehabilitation Institute is who we're talking to this edition here of JFK Spotlight on Health. And we're going to come back. We're going to talk about balance. We'll talk about components of balance. Also want to talk about the risk factors, both medically and environmentally. And our special guests who are with us here today can give us a lot more information on that coming up. And also, what can we do to prevent falls? Are there ways that maybe we can make our homes, our workplaces, maybe a little bit more fall friendly, if you will. So we're going to talk about that and a bunch more topics here on this edition of JFK Spotlight on Health. Back on JFK Spotlight on Health, it is Bert Barron. Thanks for listening to today's program here. Very important statistics and information that we're sharing about falls and walking safety tips. For this next segment of the show, we're going to talk about balance and the components of balance. Maybe something that nobody even gives a second thought to, but we're going to cover that in this segment of the program here. And again, for anything that we're covering on the show today, or anything that we've covered in the past on the JFK Spotlight on Health show, you can always visit jfkmc.org for more information. Pragathy, the physical therapy clinical director at JFK Johnson Rehabilitation Institute. Talk about what exactly is balance and what are the components that make up somebody with good balance?
Sure. So balance is really the even distribution of weight over your body to help us remain upright and steady. So when we don't have issues with balance, we can walk on uneven surfaces like a gravel driveway. We can walk from a sidewalk to the grass or get out of bed at night without stumbling. So these are things that we take for granted every day. A balance system that's working properly allows us to see clearly while we're moving our head and our body in space. It allows us to identify when we're changing positions. So when we're going from sitting to standing, bending down, lying down, our balance system really helps us to adjust and be able to do those things without falling. So you can see why balance is really required to help prevent falls. The balance system is pretty complex, though. It involves communication between three systems to the brain, and they all need to work together to help us achieve and maintain our balance. So one of the systems is called the somatosensory system, and it really has to do with our muscles and our joints, our legs, and the strength in our legs. The other system is our visual system, and that really has to do with our eyes and our ability to see properly. And then we have the vestibular system, which really involves the inner ears and the signals that go between the ear and the brain regarding motion and just our spatial orientation. So if there's a problem in any of these systems, our balance can be compromised. And if our balance is compromised, it can really result in injury and greater risks of falls.
So these are three systems that all have to work harmoniously just for something as simple as standing up or sitting on a bicycle. Without those three functioning correctly, you can't do it.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And disease and the natural aging process can affect one or more of these components, which results in a greater risk of falls as we get older.
Okay. Everybody different in terms of which one of these seems to kind of fail the first?
Absolutely. Yeah. There's no true pattern. I mean, some things might be seen more in certain disease processes, like if someone has Parkinson's disease or a stroke or diabetes, for example, with diabetes, people may feel have issues with their sensory, and so that would impact the somatosensory system a little bit more.
Okay, I could see how the vision thing is important, because even if you tried something as simple as, okay, close your eyes and stand up, it's not as easy as you think, really, for anybody, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, and when I think about, you had mentioned about that third component there, about the inner ear, I think about, vertigo and maybe people with some situations with fluid in the ear really throws the balance off, and it doesn't take much, right?
Absolutely. So, you have those people that come in with dizziness, and it could be due to vertigo, dizziness can also be a result of other things, and that's important to talk about when it comes to falls as well, and we'll talk about that when it comes to prevention and other risk factors, because... the inner ear is a very complex system,
sure.
And it could be just the inner ear, or it could be a central problem that can result in problems with the dizziness as
Where
well.
Do you start? What's the first thing you look at if someone says they're having some balance issues? What do you kind of target first?
Well, when it comes to someone that has balance issues, we do have some quick tests that we can do to kind of take a look. So we will test their just their general ability to stand upright. We ask a lot of specific questions as well. So if they are saying that they feel dizzy, then we'll be asking to specify where is that dizziness coming from. How long does the dizziness last? What does it feel like? Is it actual spinning? Is it actual vertigo? Or is it more of an imbalance or an unsteadiness?
How about for you, Shelley? What's the first thing you look for as the occupational therapy director if someone's having balance issues? What do you kind of target first?
Well, the physical therapist would be evaluating the balance in more depth, but we would also be looking at that. We'd be looking at somebody's vision, and we'd be looking at their overall strength, et cetera, and their ability to be safe in any reaching activities they do. But we also really focus on the environment as well, so home safety issues. And there are a lot of home safety issues. And also just a word about that is that's not really only important for somebody who is older and is afraid of falling in their home. But even if you're younger, you're confident. If you have people coming to visit you who are older and who might be at more risk for a fall, you really want to make sure your home is a safe environment. Lighting is a really important concern, certainly in the exterior of your home, making sure all the walkways to your house are well lit. But inside your home, looking at the kind of lighting that you use, the compact fluorescent bulbs are very good because they come in different types of light. So you can really work with what's best for you. They also last longer and don't need to be changed as often. So you don't need to either worry about stepping up on a step stool to change them or leaving a light burnt out until somebody can come and change it for you. Light switches, making sure you have switches wherever you need them, and particularly where you have staircases, having switches at the bottom and the top of the staircase, making sure there's no glare that kind of blinds you in any area of your house or shadows that could be difficult to see in. We always recommend night lights, especially the path maybe from where you sleep to the bathroom, to be sure you're safe. keeping flashlights handy everywhere, which I think we all do since Sandy.
We all should, yeah. If we don't, right?
No, I have them in every room now. So those are some issues you can consider in terms of safety and lighting. As far as the floors, making sure you have clear paths wherever you go, getting rid of clutter, getting rid of any extension cords, taping cords along the wall so none of that is going to possibly be in your way. And whenever possible, if you're really concerned about falls or at risk for falls, to remove throw rugs. And if you can't remove them, be sure that whatever non-slip padding you have under it is really effective and isn't old.
Thank you for mentioning that, because when I go to someone's home and there's a throw rug just sitting on a wood floor, that drives me crazy, because that is such a hazard that somebody that doesn't know could just fall down so easily on something like that.
Yeah, you just hit it the wrong way. And also, even if they do have the non-skid backing on it, if it's an older rug, that can eventually dry out,
sure.
and then you lose the safety component from it. And then we have mentioned vision, and if you have decreased vision, there are a number of things that you can do to try to maximize your safety in your home. Contrast is an important aid to use. Going up and down the stairs, if you can put some sort of contrast, whether it's contrasting tape or something else that works for you, on the edges of the stairs so you know exactly where the stairs are, or at the very least on the last step so you know you've reached the last step. Using contrast around your light switches so they're easier to find. In the bathroom, using bath mats that are a distinctly different color from the surface that they're on. Be careful on your stairway. Assess it periodically for anything that's loose or anything that might be in your way. In your kitchen, keep the things that you use most where they're easy to reach so that you don't have to climb up on anything. If you do need to use a step stool, use a real step stool, not a chair. Use something that has a handle for you to hold on to. There's a lot that can be done in the bathroom for safety. You always want to make sure your shower, your tub shower, has a non-skid surface on it. And you might want to consider grab bars in the shower and even by the toilet if you're concerned about your balance and your safety.
So it sounds like everybody's got some fair amount of work to do around the home this weekend, I think. So with the information that you gave us there. So that was very helpful. We'll come back with one more segment on the show today. We're going to talk about how physical and occupational therapy can help people who are dealing with balance issues. And then I want to talk specifically about some of the special services that are offered at the JFK Johnson Rehabilitation Institute, courtesy of our guests who are here. We'll talk about some very specific programs and some treatment possibilities that are available through the great people at the JFK Johnson Rehabilitation Institute. And of course, don't forget, you can get more information on any of today's topics that we've covered, or any topics on previous editions of the show, by visiting the website jfkmc.org. We're back for one more segment of JFK Spotlight on Health coming up next.
Honey, I'm going to the store. The S-T-O-R-E. Never mind.
At the JFK Center for Audiology, we understand how difficult it can be when someone you love has hearing loss. At JFK Medical Center, our experts can identify your hearing loss using advanced diagnostic testing, develop a plan of action to improve your hearing, and offer you the latest technology in advanced digital hearing aids. Take the first step to better hearing and a better quality of life. Call 732-321-7063 to schedule your comprehensive hearing evaluation. That's 732-321-7063. Or visit us at jfkaudiology.org.
And we're back for one final segment on JFK Spotlight on Health. It is Bert Barron. I want to thank my special guests who are here. We have Pragathi, who is the Physical Therapy Clinical Director at JFK Johnson Rehabilitation Institute, and also Shelley Levin, who is the Occupational Therapy Director, also at JFK Johnson Rehabilitation Institute. Some good information on the show today about balance and making our homes and our workplaces and the areas around our homes safer, just to prevent falls. I think that's an important thing here. Let's talk about how physical and occupational therapy can help someone who's dealing with some balance issues. Shelley, can we start with you on this one?
Well, if it's very specifically balance, then we would be looking at physical therapy, and certainly Pragathi can address that. But some of the other problems that can result in putting somebody at a greater risk for fall that you would be reviewing if you were receiving occupational therapy is looking at your vision, doing a screen of that. Do you have some of the low vision problems that come with aging or other visual problems that affect your safety? So you can be screened for that and work on that in therapy. Also, generalized weakness is something that would be incorporated into your overall occupational therapy program. And looking at the setup of your own particular home, what potential hazards are in your own home, and recommending any equipment that might be useful for safety, a bench to sit on in the bathtub or grab bars, things along those lines.
Okay. From the physical therapy standpoint, can you talk about how that can help?
Sure. So in addition to the items that Shelley had mentioned, physical therapists do a brief screen to check your fall risk. We'll review the medical history. We'll review your medications because medications can have a huge impact on your balance. We'll look at your heart rate, your blood pressure. We do foot assessments and footwear assessments because that's very important. Just wearing proper shoes has a big impact on your balance and safety and risk of the falls. We'll look at strength of the legs and the muscles. We'll look at flexibility. As we get older, we do get tighter, and that impacts the way your muscles work, and that is very important. We look at general balance. We look at how somebody's walking. So when somebody is walking slower, that actually makes them at a higher risk of falling. So that's something we look at. So those are some of the things that we first start with. And then based on what we find, we tailor a program for our patients. And we most certainly include exercise, and everybody hears it every day how important exercise is.
Boy, do we ever. Every day, that's right.
The CDC recommends 2.5 hours of moderate, intense aerobic activities and muscle strengthening a week. Mm. And I know this sounds like a huge time commitment, but even 10 minutes at a time is a fine way to get started, and you really do see the health benefits from that. So we essentially develop an exercise program where it will help our patients increase their endurance, their strength, their flexibility, their abilities to walk. And we want and we encourage our patients to maintain daily activity because that really does help with preventing falls. There is research out there that has shown that people, especially women, females living in the community over the age of 80 that have been given a home exercise program by a therapist, so tailored to themselves, which emphasizes balance and strengthening, helps to reduce medical costs with less fall events. So that just kind of supports how important it is.
All good information. So if someone comes to you with those big 4-inch heels and says, I can't walk, chances are your balance is fine. It's the shoes, right?
Probably.
Could be, right? Can you talk about some special services from the occupational therapy standpoint, Shelley, that are offered at the Rehab Institute?
Well, you can come for, if your physician would need to refer you for an occupational therapy evaluation. But as I had mentioned before, it would be an evaluation that looks at your strength of your arms. You're very generally looking at your balance. Vision, importantly, for any problems with that. Perceptual problems, too. Somebody's vision might be intact, but they may, due to neurological reasons, not see as well. And again, what equipment you need, what's going on in your own home, coordination, gross motor coordination, et cetera, that can all impact your safety in mobility and falling. And again, just looking at equipment to try to help prevent falls. And this isn't really in line with the question you just asked, but I don't think we've said, and it's important to say, that the fear of falling is a danger also.
That's very important, sure.
So, yeah, and it can really reduce people's activity level and lead to more problems in and of itself. So,
okay.
So you want to address that.
In the minute that we have left, I guess you could each take 30 seconds. What are some final thoughts you want to leave people with who may be having some issues with balance and who are afraid of falling, like you just said?
that you should really, if you are afraid of falling, you really want to discuss that with your physician, because as you've heard, there are a lot of services available, even having a physical therapist and occupational therapist come to your home and evaluate your safety in your home. But you definitely want to discuss it with your physician so that you can get the services that might benefit you.
Very good, Shelley. Thank you for that. And for you, Pragathisa, a couple of last words here.
I do want to say that JFK, for the first time this past September, we had a community program. It was a falls prevention awareness, and we are going to be doing that again in September of this year. The date has not been determined, but we will be.
Stay tuned, as they say.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? That's it. Thank you.
And I think it's a great opportunity for people that are concerned about their balance or about falling to come. It's a free event, and we do have physical therapists, occupational therapists, nurses, and social workers there with a variety of topics related to balance and safety. So we welcome people to come to that event.
Very good. Thank you for being on the show today. Some real good information, Pragathi, okay?
Welcome.
And same thing for you, Shelley. Thank you for being here today. This is a really great program. I want to thank you both for being on the show, okay?
Thank you for inviting us.
I am Bert Baer, and until next time, you have a healthy day.